1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Please help check it in, man. AKA Calvin Lewis, BKA. Call me what you want. Just don't call the people. And you know how I do it, goddamn me. I get straight to it. And, man, I just want to say, man, as you can see from the title, please do this for me. You dig what I'm saying? Please fire your boss. Because I'm at that point where right now that I'm like, bro, I got to fire my boss. You dig what I'm saying? I hate saying boss. But why the fuck am I saying boss? My supervisor, goddamn me. I don't like to say my boss because the boss is like calling somebody else daddy. You dig what I'm saying? I don't get down like that. And I'm really just at the point where I'm like, bro, I have to do that by the end of this year. I keep telling myself this every day. Like, I will make $20,000 a month. I will make, you know what I'm saying? I am happy. I am healthy. I tell myself that every day because I was reading this book called The 9 Steps to Financial Freedom. I'm pretty sure some of y'all probably didn't, you know what I'm saying, or read it, but I actually stopped reading the book at this point because it's really not about reading the whole book sometimes. It's really about getting a message from it, getting inspired from it, taking that what you read from the book and then applying it to your life. You know, so I was reading this book and she said in the book how she told herself every day, 25 times a day, 25 times a day, or she wrote down at least 25 times a day, I am happy. I will make 10 grand a month. I will prosper. I am healthy. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm like, damn, that's what the fuck I need to be doing. You know what I'm saying? So I actually put the book down. I stopped reading the book because it's about really gaining a message from it. It's really about reading something and then applying it to your life because that's the whole purpose of a book anyway. So I'm like, bro, at this point, man, I've been in a mindset and a mentality to where I'm like, I hate jobs. You know what I'm saying? I hate working a job because it's like, I wrote this down for my friend, my coworker at work. I wrote down, I say, okay, the majority of people, well, majority of the population make, and eight hours equals $100. I said, in 40 minutes, some people make $50. $50. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, bruh, which one would you take? 8 hours making $100, 40 minutes making $50. At that point, it's not even up for a fucking debate which one I'm taking. Because it's like jobs, they fuck you over. They keep you stagnant. They keep you waiting 2 weeks for a check. And that's the most bullshit I didn't ever heard in the world. Waiting 2 weeks for a check. 2 weeks? Even though you at work every goddamn day and you also got bills due every day and every week. Every week is a bill due. Especially if you live on your own and you get in by yourself. Every day it's a goddamn bill due. So I believe my thoughts is it's really about obtaining a skill. It's really about learning a skill, learning a trade, and using that as your leverage. Because it's really about getting paid for your value and not your time. Most people that work a job, well, all of them that work a job, well, I work a job as well. So we get paid for our time rather than our value. So at that point, that's why it's a cap on. That's why it's, you can make 15, 16, 20, 25 an hour because you're getting paid for your time rather than your value. And if you was getting paid for your value, you can make $50 in 40 minutes. But it's really just about obtaining that skill and that trade so that way you can sell it to the marketplace, because it's really about giving value to the marketplace. You got to give value to the marketplace. If you really want to make money in the world, you have to be able to give value. A job ain't going to do it. A job stands for just over broke. You know what I'm saying? But it is some people out there that's getting to the money on their job. But the thing is, you'll never really be free. You'll never really be free. And that's why I said I'm going to fire my boss by the end of this year. I will learn a new trade, a new skill that's going to make me escape the 9-to-5 route, because that's a dead fucking route. That's an end route. America was built up entrepreneurship any goddamn way. It was always, okay, I got this to trade for this. I have this that I can do, and you got that for me. You got money for me, or you got this. It's always been a trade transaction. So your mentality have to stay that way as well. What can I give them, and they can give me money in return? A trade, a skill, mechanical, carpentry, plumber, sheet metal. You know what I'm saying? There is multiple ways to get it independently. It's just a matter of what the hell you want to do and what the fuck are you going to do. At this point, it shouldn't even be no more, what am I going, which one do I want? It's about, nigga, which one am I going to do? You hear me? Which one am I going to invest my time and my money into? Because you got to be able to invest your time and your money into this shit. It ain't going to come easy at all. But the thing is, you got to invest your time and your money. You have to, in order to be financially free, in order to really set your family up in the future to have generational wealth. You know what I'm saying? But in return, it's really about giving back, helping your people, helping each other out. That's why my podcast name is Bleed Help. My company name is Bleed Help. BleedHelp.com. Go to the website right now. BleedHelp.com. Go get you some t-shirts, face masks, socks. God damn me, I got some non-slip bath mats on there as well. I got some dog collars on there, some dog bandanas. Be you nothing about dog bandanas. But bleedhelp.com, go on the website right now. The purpose is to really give back and to give love and to have love, because you can have all the money in the world and if your people don't love you, if your family don't love you, you fucked. You empty. And inside, you empty. I know a couple of motherfuckers who got all the money in the world, but they ain't got the love of their family. They son don't fuck with them. They daughter don't fuck with them. They family really don't fuck with them. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, in the same breath, it's not really about the bread. It ain't really about the money. It's really about having love and giving back and helping each other, helping people. BleedHelp.com. That's what it's really about. But while you're here on earth, get as much as you can and obtain the skills and the knowledge and the information that you need to propel your life. Because don't nobody want to have no job. Nobody want to work a 9-to-5, 7-to-4, 2-to-3, goddamn me. You hear me? Nobody wants to work that type of schedule. Niggas want to get up on their own time when they want to get up and go make their bread. If you have a skill in a trade, guess what? You can do that. And guess what? I'm going to do that. I'm telling you niggas right now. I want to thank everybody who listened to me. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate all of y'all. You dig what I'm saying? I appreciate everybody who listened to me. I appreciate everybody. But I'm going to tell y'all right now. I'm going to learn a trade and a skill. I'm going to, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to escape the 9-to-5 route, because that shit is a dead end, bro. It's a dead end. And I'm encouraging everybody right now, you know what I'm saying, to go find that thing, some skill, a trade, something that you can flip, something that you can give to the marketplace, bring value. It shouldn't be, at this point, it shouldn't really be about the money. Don't chase the money. Chase value. Learn ways of how to obtain value into yourself. When I say value, I mean new skills, new hustle, new trades, new things you can get certified in. You can get certified in personal training. You can get certified in motherfucking HVAC technician. You can get certified for refrigerator technician. You dig what I'm saying? It's multiple ways to get it. Do that shit and stop bullshitting. Because I know I've been bullshitting. That's what I'm saying. I know I've been bullshitting. I can say that. I have. But enough is a fuck enough, bro. I be at work like, bro, this shit, no. I can't know though. You hear me? I be at work like, no, bro. This can't be it. And it's not going to be it. How about that? It's not going to be it. Speak that shit into existence. Say to yourself at least 25 times a day. Write it down 25 times a day. I am healthy. I am happy. I have enough money that I need. I am successful. I am smart. You dig what I'm saying? Say that shit 25 times a day. I will make $10,000 a month. You got to be specific with your shit too, though. You got to be very specific. I will make $10,000 a month. You know what I'm saying? Say that shit every day to yourself. It's really about obtaining new skills, new knowledge, new information, new trades. So that way you can give value to the marketplace. Bring value to yourself rather than trying to go chasing money. Because it took me years to realize that. And I'm going to practice it. I'm going to. With that being said, man, I love y'all. I love who love me. Goddamn me. And I want to thank everybody who listened to my shit. Y'all the real ones. Y'all are the real MVPs. But go chase, man, value and happiness rather than the money. Love your family harder. Time don't wait on no more. Nobody. You hear me? Time waits on nobody. Bruh, love your family, man. Spend more time with your family, your loved ones, and the people that love you. Bleed help out.